What's up, everybody? It's your boy JT Thompson with another episode of Gym Talk. Guess what? I just want to come to y'all, man. It's about 2:30 in the morning. I just feel motivated to give y'all a little motivation or whatnot. You know, I went to the gym, got it in, burnt it in real good. Check this out, man. It is May the, let me see here. May the 15th. June is almost here. Ladies, fellas, what are y'all prepared to do? I've been telling y'all since November. After that turkey, put that shit down and get serious. I tried to warn everybody, November. Hey, New Year's Eve will be here. Are y'all gonna set y'all New Year's Eve resolution in November? So that way you guys can say, oh, you know what, by the time January get here, I'll have 20 pounds off. I'll have 15 pounds off or 5 pounds or 10, but whatever your goal was. And everybody said, yes, I'm down. And nobody took it seriously. And I said, you know what? Well, guess what? You got time. It's January. What are you prepared to do for the spring? Oh, man, by the New Year's resolution, I am about to lose this weight. Let's go. 40 pounds off by the time spring get here. That's my goal. I said, you sure you don't want to be more realistic? Let's go for 20 pounds, 25 pounds, 40. Everybody I encountered wanted, the magic number was 40 for some reason. And nobody took it seriously. And now it is May. June will be here in a snap of a finger. That is summertime, folks. You had all winter and spring to get it together. So guess what? I'm here to say, you still got time. You got until July. You got until July to lose at least 25 pounds. That's realistic. You can do this. You can maintain a diet for a month and a half. You can do this. 1 month and a half? Come on. Everybody seems to have faith in, oh, I'm going to get this new Mercedes Benz, or I'm going to get this new F-150, or I'm going to get this new SUV, or this motorcycle or boat. I'm about to build this house. I'm about to make sure my kids are in the new cheerleading league or the baseball league or the basketball team. We set these standards for everything that we know we want to do and put forth effort in it, except our health. Because we are trained to think that our health and our wealth is revolved around money and material things and possessions, the things that we want to have, fancy car, nice house, money in the bank for women, hair done, bag, a bag on their shoulder, red bottoms or whatever the hell, for fellas, new car, toys, man toys. Different things that accomplish, different things that make them feel accomplished to make women say, he's got it. When really, you're both wrong. You got the material things until you both get with each other based off your material things. And 5 years later, you're both out of shape. You don't even like looking at each other. The sex is like subpar. You guys barely touch each other. And everybody say, you're so vain, Jimmy. All you talk about is people being in a gym and you know, why can't people love each other for who they are? You can. I'm not saying you can't love nobody for who you are or love someone for who they are. I'm just saying we got one body, one temple. I am not perfect. I have my cheat meals. I eat my cookies and chicken wings and things of that nature. However, I'm disciplined enough to get back on track to get on my diet. You get what I'm saying? You got to want this. Just like you want to have those material possessions, you got to want this. You got to want your health more than material possessions. You got to want to marry somebody who's more concerned about their health and your health more than material possessions. I'm not saying you got to marry a bum or be with a bum, but I'm just saying, or let me retract that. Be with someone who don't have what you have, or have the ambition that you have, or the drive that you have, or equally yoked. But what I'm saying is, have somebody who at least is going to work, taking care of themselves, and spiritually, mentally, and physically taking care of themselves. Marry someone that you can be inspired by other than money, and what you can be with to benefit you. Be with someone who can benefit you to get in shape, to be the best version of you. Being the best version of you is not having a lot of money. I need y'all to really get that out of your head. Look, I've been there. I had the money. I had the cars. It was at one time I had 3 cars, 2 motorcycles, and a Ski-Doo, and a condo. And I was fat with man boobs. I was a young man walking around here looking like, looking like I was an old dude. Drinking heavy, smoking heavy, you name it. But I decided to say, enough of buying toys. Let me invest in my body. Let me invest in my mental state. Let me invest in my business of what I want to do to help others to get to a place of where they are happy with who they are, but not just with who they are, but who they are trying to become health-wise. The money is always going to be there. You're not going to lose your hustle or your ambition, but you will lose your focus and your determination and your motivation to go to the gym. Half of you got kids. And we all know it takes a lot of energy to chase kids around. Half of you got dogs. It takes a lot of energy to walk these dogs every day and take them on jogs and take them to the park and play with them and stuff. You have to value yourself more than material things, people. Remember that. Let that soak in. Until the next episode, I'm JT Thompson. I holla back at y'all.